just saying. Take me out to the ball game. In God we trust.
No.
Everybody else pay cash. Take me out to the crowd.
Right-hander is set. Pitch. That one's going to be right down Broadway. And now we'll run deuces on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two outs.
It's that way all the time. I mean, it's not like the kids are getting younger or anything like that. Somebody's got to be doing good because some of us are doing bad. So it's just a matter of putting things together. And there's a lot of ball games left. Just trying to stay in a positive light and focus on your improvement every day.
When it comes to outs, they don't care about the radar gun. They don't care about how much your breaking ball breaks. Outs are outs. And, you know, he's really figured out, like I said, how to get outs and how to pitch. He does a great job of it.
It's totally different. I mean, you get in a game situation, the momentum, the adrenaline, everything, it changes a little bit. Inter-squads get kind of old after a while, and you play 12 things inter-squad. Everybody kind of starts focusing on other things. But I like playing games rather than inter-squad. That's the difference of big leaguers. They play games to get ready. I mean, that makes kids better about playing live games.
Trace Amigos Chinese Buffet Restaurant.
It's nice to know you burped, Webster.
Yeah! To the ball game. Take me out to the ground.
Rounding third is Ray. Here's the throw. And a high hopper over the third baseman. Vega the shortstop. What a play by Vega. And he nips the speedy right at the back at first base. Oh my.
Good in the roof for the home team.
Now, whoever takes 2 out of 3 is going to win the conference and get that number one seed. And that's what Region 14 is all about, is stiff competition, great baseball, and you know, knowing that you're in it and going into the last weekend before the regional tournament, 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away from achieving something big.
This is a special sports presentation of the award-winning Texas Sports Radio Network, the leader in sports broadcasting.
And good afternoon. Welcome back to Leroy Dreyer Stadium. I'm Tom Vinay, Texas Sports Radio Network's coverage of Region 14 Junior College Athletics. As we have game two set up between Frank Phillips College and the Blinn College Buccaneers. Here on a cool afternoon, actually chilly afternoon, 53 degrees here in Brenham, Texas. Game two about to get underway as game one went to the Bucs as they even up their season record at 1-1, while the Plainsmen now 0-2. Now let's take a look at the starting lineups of today's game. Here in game two, four of the Plainsmen out of Bossier, Texas, and Frank Phillips College. Coach Arama will have Shane Ortiz leading off, playing left field. Rudolph Jackson, center field. J.B. Moran will move from DH from game one. He'll play third base. At shortstop, moving over from third from game one, Brett Issei will be at shortstop. Gary Gale will be behind the plate, batting fifth. Tanner Latham at first base, bat sixth. Sam Hilliard, who had a solo homer in game one, will be in right field, batting seventh. Preston Elman will be at the DH, batting eighth. Batting ninth will be Zach Davila, and he's playing second base for the Plainsmen. Coach McIntyre and the Blinn College Buccaneers have this lineup card for game two. And it's pretty much the same as game one, except for one change. Trent Murphy will lead off, play center field. Jay Anderson, second base, bats second. Johnny Reiser will be at third, right field, bats third. De La Fuente at first, batting cleanup. Colton Parrish will be catching instead of DHing. Daniel and Sisto will be DHing, batting sixth. Sam McElrich at third. Anthony Jones will bat eighth in left. Kobe Collins, the shortstop, bats ninth. And we are set for action. As the first pitch from Kobe Moose, the left-hander, is in for a strike, and we are underway here in game one against Ortiz. The left-hander Moose, sidewinder, and that's in there for a quick two strikes on Ortiz. Ortiz had one of the three hits in game one. Only three hits for the Plainsmen. And Ortiz fouls that one off the end of the bat. And it stays 0-2. Ortiz was 1-for-3. Ground ball right to Anderson. Easy play going to his left. Bounces it in to De La Fuente. And one away here in the top of the first inning. And that'll bring up Rudolph Jackson, the center fielder, as he bats for the first time. Did not play in game one. As we have four new players out for Frank Phillips College here. And the first one from Moose is low for a ball. Good crowd once again on hand here this afternoon, as they love their baseball and they're all wrapped up. Hot chocolate, hot coffee, blankets and jackets, keeping them warm on this chilly afternoon. Foul back. Yeah, it's two balls and a strike now. Just underway here in game two. That misses 3-1 now. And the lefty delivers, swing and a miss, a low pitch, and it's 3-2 now on Jackson. Jackson getting the start in center field. Pops it up on the infield. Drifting out to right field is Anderson, and he'll make the catch and two away. So two up, two down for Cody Moose, the left-hander out of Castroville, Texas. Went to Molina Valley High School. The defense, Jones in left, Murphy center, Reiser in right, infield, McElrich third, Collins short. All back into the screen by Moran. Anderson's second, De La Fuente first. Parrish gets to start here in game two behind the plate. And Mr. Moose on the hill. 0-1 count. Moran takes it high for a ball, 1-1. Moran, who was the DH, hitting to a double play. Flied out and grounded out. He was 0-for-3. Playing third base here in game two. Chopper goes foul. And it's 1-2 now. Nissan on deck. High pitch makes it 2-2 now. Keep you up to date with other games going on. Just getting underway. Top of the first. San Jack, Walter State getting underway. Top of four, Baton Rouge all over Wharton, 8-1. Swing and a miss. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Cody Moose. As the Plainsmen go down in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of the first. Bucks coming to bat. No score. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of champions.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
All right, bottom of the first inning. Trent Murphy leads off for the Buccaneers of Blinn College. And the left-hander, Solomon Kilmick from Euless, Texas. First pitch outside of ball. Second one misses, and it's 2-0 on Murphy. He'll be followed by Anderson and Reiser here in the bottom of the first inning. As the Bucks look to try and sweep the twin bill here today. And that's 3-0. Walks were an issue back in game one. Plainsman gave away seven walks in that game. There's a strike, 3-1. Three of them came around to score. So the walks were costly in game one. The 3-1 pitch, taken all the way, and it's a walk. So Murphy's on with a walk. First time he has reached, second time he's reached base, third time actually, and he's reached three times on walks today. He walked twice in game one while striking out and flying out. He was 0 for 2. Here's Jay Anderson, had an RBI sac fly. In between, had a fielder's choice, a base hit, and a flyout. So he was 1 for 3 in game one. Murphy, with a lead, won't go anywhere, being held on at first by Latham. As the pitch misses outside the ball. This opening inning brought to you by Alltech Electronics, what you need when you need it. And Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue next in line. Anderson takes it again outside from the lefty. And it's 2-0. Well, for a lot of these teams, these non-conference games are, as they say, preseason doesn't really affect anything until they get to conference. What this does is they get to check to see who are going to be their key players. And right now, 3-0 to Anderson. As the coach is looking on to see who's going to be their top nine in the field, top three pitchers. For a conference play. That's outside on a four-pitch walk. Back-to-back walks. Have runners at first and second. So that's going to bring up Reiser, who was 1 for 4 in game one, had a double. And then after he doubled, he flied out twice and then hit into a 6-4-3 double play. A 4-6-3 double play. So here's Reiser, 1 for 4 in the series. Two on, nobody out, two walks. have them on base, and they have both good speed. Latham in on the grass at first, expecting the bunt from Reiser. There's a strike at the knees. Don't forget later on, Alvin and Angelina with their second of two this afternoon will be getting underway. Looking to bunt, puts it right back to the pitcher. He'll go to third, get the force. Good play by Kilmick as he went to Moran at third to get the lead runner. And he's out. 1-5 on the force out. On the play, Anderson, the second. Fielder's choice for Reiser. He's now on at first. And that'll bring up Angel De La Fuente. He was 0-1, was hit by a pitch, lined out, and walked and scored. Takes a pitch, a strike at the letters. Alvin won game one earlier today by a score of 11-5 over Angelina. Cibola defeated San Jack earlier today, 8-0. Swing and a miss. Makes it 0-2 now. Wharton has come back to tie Baton Rouge in the top of the sixth. They were down 8-1. That's now tied 8-8. Kilmick looking over at Anderson at second. The lefty kicks, delivers. Strike three called. Outside corner gets De La Fuente. So a big strikeout for Kilmick, gets the second out, and here's Colton Parrish, the catcher. In game one, Parrish was 1-for-1, a single, and walked twice, came around to score on Skinner's two-run homer. Skinner gets the breather here in game two. Top of second, San Jack and Walter State scoreless. Runners look, and Parrish takes it low and away for ball one. And Ciso on deck. Tight inside for a strike. That's a couple he's gotten called tight on the letters at the bell, excuse me. 1-1 now on Parrish. Anderson at second. Reiser at first with two outs. Here's the pitch. Just missing high. 2-1 now. 2-1 the count. Daniel and Ciso on deck, the DH. Kilmick delivers the pitch inside, makes it 2-2, almost makes it, excuse me, makes it 3-1 now, excuse me. As that one had Parrish backing up. Kilmick gotta be careful, he's a pitch away from loading the bases. Check of the runner again. And the 3-1. Will be moments away as he steps off the bump. Just Kilmick. On its way. And a fly ball down the line. In right goes well foul. As Parrish got that on the handles. And was way ahead of that one. So full count now with two outs. Runners will be going on the 3-2 count. They're in the starting gates. The 3-2 on the way. They're going and he'll pop it up. Foul territory. Moran giving chase but it's going to run out of room. And everyone will return to the starting gates.
Thank you.
So Anderson and Reiser return to their respective base pads at second and first. Parrish back in the box on the left side. 3-2. Kelmick checking the runner. Delivers the pitch. Misses outside. Bases loaded. He has loaded the bases. Third walk of the inning has loaded the bases. Anderson to third. Reiser to second. Parrish now on at first. And here is Daniel Enciso, the DH. Didn't play in game one. And like in game one, the Bucks had the bases loaded in the first inning, came up empty. And a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on Enciso. McElrich, who had an RBI in game one, on deck. Swing and a miss, 0-2 now on Enciso. Alvin and Angelina College getting underway in game two. They're in the bottom of the first inning, no score. That one misses low. 1-2 now. Kilmix, 1-2. Fly ball. Left field and deep. Back toward the wall. Salami, grand slam. And Enciso, a grand slam home run to make it 4-0, Blinn College. Four nothing on the grand slam by the DH, Daniel Enciso, as he goes over the left center field wall. And this time in the first, they do not leave the bases empty. As Anderson, Reiser, and Parrish all come across to make it 4-0. And once again, walks come across to score for the Bucks. It's an 0-1 count on McElrich. McElrich, 1-for-3 with an RBI, fouls that one up, and he's in a hole 0-2 now. So that means 6 of the 8 runs. Players got on by walks. Ground ball, Latham to his right, flips it, and gets the pit over to Kelmick to end the inning. A nice 3-1 ends it, but the damage is done. 4 runs on one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We're through one, and Blinn College leading. Frank Phillips College, 4-0, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Some say a dog is man's best friend. But I tell you what, boys, you better think again. 'Cause there ain't nothing better than some cows, pigs, and turkeys too. I love to cover them in sauce down at Rudy's Barbecue.
Bring all your friends to Rudy's for some tasty oak smoked barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
Toyota-thon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
TSR.
Top of the second inning, and a 4-0 lead for Cody Moose as the first pitch to Esau is outside the ball and now makes it 1-1. 4-0, Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College. After the grand slam by Daniel Enciso. Ground ball foul makes it 1-2 now. Gale on deck and then Latham. Foul tip. Paris could not hold on to it. And Esau stays alive. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout for Moose. His second of the game. One away here in the second. So that'll bring up Jerry Gale. And he'll get one up the middle, a base hit for Gale. His first hit of the series. He was 0-3 in game one. So Gale gets the first hit of the game for the Plainsmen. And he's aboard. For Tanner Latham, the first baseman, getting the start here in game two. Fouls it off for a strike. So Gale was lead at first. Moose to lefty delivers, bounced that one in. Paris did a nice job of blocking that one. And it's 1-1. Our half inning being brought to you this afternoon by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines, and by swing and a miss. 1-2, and by Raisin Cane, One Love. Several locations throughout the greater Houston area and beyond. 1-2 count now. Here's the pitch to Latham. Bounces in 2-2. Snap throw the first, and the runner gets back. And, De La Fuente made sure, I think he may have clipped Gale on the hand, jumping up. And Gale looks like he's okay. It looked like may have gotten a little bit of a step on him there. 2-2 to count now on Latham with Hilliard on deck. As the Bucks grab the early lead here. Off-speed pitch misses outside, 3-2 now from Moose. Foul ball goes out of play. Latham, one of the several players from Amarillo on this Plainsman staff, fouled another one off. One of three players, along with Ortiz and Chu, all from Amarillo. Make that four, Daniel Rubio. Make that four players. And a swing and a miss on a heat on the feet, on the fist. And Latham down on strikes, and that's three strikeouts now for Cody Moose. And with two out, here's Sam Hilliard. Hilliard struck out twice. It was 1-for-3, the big hit. The solo homer, the only run in the game for the Plainsmen in game one. Fouls that one back. Mentioned a chilly afternoon here in Brenham, Texas. Well, it's a home of ice cream here in Brenham, one of the major manufacturers here. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And ice cream's supposed to be a little cold, but not the fans. Top of six, still 8-8 between Wharton and Baton Rouge. Hilliard takes the pitch inside, able to check his swing. Top of third down at Dolphin Field in Alvin. And Angelina and Alvin still scoreless. Hilliard fouls it away. Here it's 4-0. Blinn Collins leading. Hilliard with a 1-2 count with two outs and a runner aboard. On deck. Allman on deck. Swing and a miss, and striking out the side is Moose. No runs. A hit. No errors. One man left. We head to the bottom of two. Blinn Collins leading it. 4-0 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Branded Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game. You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
When children struggle in school, the frustration can seem overwhelming. You can blame your child, blame yourself, blame the system, or you can call the Tutoring Club. Give your child the chance he or she deserves. The Tutoring Club knows all students have the potential to succeed. And more important, the Tutoring Club guarantees to make it happen. Math, science, reading, writing, and study skills. The Tutoring Club focuses on the weaknesses. The Tutoring Club, 3612 West Main in Lake City. Call 281-338-0327. The Tutoring Club, a class above, guaranteed.
The game of football parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.org.
Bottom of the second inning, and leading things off for the Blinn College Buccaneers, Anthony Jones takes one right down the pipe from Solomon Kilmick for a strike. Jones was 0-for-1, swings and misses, 0-2 now, walked and scored in game one, have a fielder's choice, stole a base and fly it out. That one misses, and it's 1-2. Cody Collins on deck. And then the top of the batting are way outside, makes it 2-2. Two-two. Ground ball. Esau just to his right. Comes up firing. On target. And one away here in the second. Blinn Collins leading 4-0. A grand slam 4-run homer by Daniel. And Daniel and Ciso. In the first inning is all the scoring we've got so far. Now a little time as the catcher Gale just one of his knee pads. But here's Cody Collins. 0-for-2 with a walk back in game one. Swings and misses on a one outside the corner. From Kilmick. Our second inning being brought to you by the United States Marines. A few of the proud of the Marines. Swing and a miss. And quickly, Collins down the count 0-2. And our second inning also being brought to you by Frost Bank of Houston. Frost Bank is where the customer is the MVP at Frost Bank. The 0-2, Kilmick delivers, ground ball. Moran will move to his left, fires across in time, two away. So two quick outs here, and this will be the top of the batting order, and Trent Murphy. He walked. One of three to walk in that first inning. He was forced out at third on a ground ball by Reiser. But three walks in the inning proved harmful once again for the Plainsmen. As all three came in to score. Off speed pitch, misses high. That's 1-0. Murphy, a sophomore, played at Foster High School. Outside, 2-0. Next week, Tournament of Champions will be getting underway. Several locations throughout Houston. That one misses outside. Actually going to have a couple outside of Houston as well. Sam Houston State, Galveston, right here in Blinn. A couple of places that tournament is supposed to be located. And there's a strike. 3-1 to count now on Murphy. Kilmick delivers, popped it up, and we'll say, will it stay in play? Gale gives it a chase, and it won't. Out of play. As the fans go chasing after the errant baseball. 3 now on Murphy, 3-2, with Anderson waiting on deck. Hotbed of baseball next week. If you love junior college baseball, a lot of good teams. Ground ball, base hit, into the corner and left. This could be two. Murphy makes the turn at first, heading for second. Here comes the throw. He's in there standing up with a two-out double. As the ball gets away, backed up nicely by Latham. And a two-out double by Murphy. As he was able to hug the line down third. So Murphy in scoring position. At second base with two outs, and here's Jay Anderson. He walked and scored in that four-run first. So Kilmick looks over at second, delivers the pitch to Anderson, misses outside. Bucks had six hits in that first game, scored four runs. But as we mentioned, three of them based on walks. Fly ball in their left. Ortiz will have it and ends the inning. So, no runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. 4-2. And Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College 4-0 right here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Cane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
They came from every corner of the country, from small towns and big cities. But they all shared one thing in common. They belonged to a family called Marines. A tough and determined few, dedicated to protecting everything we hold sacred. And still, they come. Celebrate the history of those proud few who have earned the title Marine.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
It's all right. Top of the third. Yes, it's all right. It's a 1-0 pitch to the leadoff hitter. Preston Amen takes a strike from Cody Moose. Makes it 1-1. He's the DH here in game 2. Did not play in game 1. And the delivery. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Moose has already got 4 strikeouts in the game. That's high, 2-2. Allman from Fort Worth, Texas. 2-2 offering. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 5. As Moose put that one on the outside corner. And that'll bring Zach Davila. Out of Lubbock, Texas. And he's making his first appearance in the series. He's the number 9 hitter. Then it'll be the top of the order, Ortiz. Ground ball, foul. Pass the outstretched arms of assistant coach Jake Welch. Coaching down at first base. That's high, 1-1 now. 1-1 to count now. As Moose kicks, delivers right down the pipe for a strike, and it's 1-2 now. Our half inning brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956, and Houston 5A Baseball, your source for high school and junior college sports. Slow roller down third. It's going to be a tough play. Moose over, fires, no, can't make the throw, and it's an infield single for Davila. Second hit of the ball game for the Plainsmen. One out, one on now. And the top of the batting order, Shane Slade. Ortiz grounded out to Anderson, Mac in the first, 0-1. Villa with a lead on it first, not going. First pitch swinging and fouled away for a strike by Ortiz. Ortiz got a hit his first time up this afternoon. Back in game one, hasn't got one since. Sidearm pops it up. This is going to be trouble. Third base side in the outfield. It'll drop. Little flare. And with that, Plains would have 2 on. So back-to-back hits. A little flare to left field just over third base. And that'll bring up Rudolph Jackson. Flied out to Anderson. Back in the first 0-1. Chance here for the Plainsmen to try and chip away at that 4-run deficit as they picked up their third hit of the game. A little dribbler down first, and now a little flare about 5 feet in the left field behind McElrich, who's now playing even with the bag. Kind of looking for a possible bunt here. Will they try to move up the runners with one out? Moose delivers, swing and a miss by Jackson. As he hit the outside corner. Did Cody Moose. Started the inning with his 5th strikeout. Now he's given up 2 little hits. And now Jackson in a hole, 0-2 now. Strikeout would be big here with J.B. Moran on deck. And the 0-2 as Moose looks at second. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. It's going to be a tough play. Collins will field it. Can't make a play. Bases loaded. Another infield hit. Bases are loaded now. Collins do a nice job of keeping it in the infield. So 3 straight hits after 1 away for the Plainsmen. And that'll bring up J.B. Moran. The third baseman. He struck out the first time up. So little dinkers and dunkers here for the Plainsmen have loaded the bases. Swing and a miss as Moran tried to tie it with 1 swing. And it's 0-1. As you hear some of the fans say, just get a hit, just get a hit. Base hit could bring 2 in. Off speed pitch misses outside, and it's 1-1 now on Moran. Esau on deck. Swing and a miss. Pitch low and away. And it's 1-2 now on Moran. One ball, two strikes. Geldridge just got a piece of it to stay alive, fouled it, and Parrish couldn't quite hold on to it. McElridge near the grass at third, same with De La Fuente at first, both playing off the bag. Davila at third, Ortiz second, Jackson first. The 1-2, popped it up. Center fielder coming in, instead gives way to Reiser in right, tag at third, throw comes in, offline, 4-1. As Davila scores on the sack fly by Moran. Three-one now. As the Pioneer is on the board. As Moran gets his RBI of the game, and now the batter, Brett Esau. Runners at first and second with two outs now. And Esau, fly ball, deep right. Reiser going back, looking up. Tie game. Three-run homer by Brett Esau has tied the game at four. He goes the distance the opposite way. And three runs come across the pace station. We're all even at four. Fourth hit of the inning. And really the first solid hit of the inning by a Plainsman. And the batter now is Gale. Takes the pitch. For a strike. And Gale pops it up, foul territory, first base side. He's in the hole 0-2. Gale, the seventh man to bat here in the inning. And the Plainsmen have come back to tie it at four. Swing and a miss ends the inning. Six strikeouts for Moose, but the damage is done in between. Four runs on four hits, no errors, and nobody left. We head to the bottom of third. We are all tied at four between Frank Phillips College and Blinn College, Texas Sports Radio Network.
It's that time of year. Kick off this football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high-performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5, and boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand-new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290 in the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticides. Level corrections. The company is not approved for any partners.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, stay at the Residence Inn at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
Well, bottom of third inning, and we're all even at four. A sack fly by Moran, and then a three-run homer by Esau has tied the game. And a ground ball foul makes it 1-1 on Johnny River. Johnny Reiser. It's going to be Reiser, De La Fuente, and Parrish here in the third inning against Solomon Kilmick. Gave up four in the first. Looks like he settled down, and that one's fouled away, and it's 1-2 now on Reiser. Well, we've gotten some big hit. We had a pair of homers in game one. Skinner had a two-run homer for Blinn, and Hillier had a solo homer for Frank Phillips. Popped it up, and will not stay in play. And Ciso had a grand slam in the first here in game two for the Bucks. And as we mentioned just moments ago, Esau with a three-run homer the opposite way, tied the game at four. 1-2, off-speed, fouled back. Wind blowing out a little bit more now. It was going a little bit more right to left. Now seems to be blowing a little bit more towards center field. As Kilmick, a long look in, delivers the 1-2. And Reiser just getting a piece of it off the fist to stay alive. Bucks have been out hit 5-2. They took advantage of three walks. Well, the Plainsmen got four hits in that four-run inning. Only two got out of the infield. And one barely. The other one, of course, the big shot that went out of the ballpark. 2-2 now to count on Reiser. As they look on here. 2-2 offering. Reiser fouls it back. We had some battles in that first game. Andrew Morgan had looked like about a 15-pitch count against Moran. He fouled off a whole bunch. 2-2. Reiser waiting. Check swing. Did he go? They're going to appeal. No. 3-2 now. So the count full now on Reiser. Trying to get on to lead things off here in the bottom of third for Blinn. Three-two payoff pitch and the ground ball. Second baseman coming on. Davila makes the throw. One away. That'll bring up the first baseman, Angel De La Fuente. Angel struck out first time up here in game one. Trying to get something started here. Colton Parrish waiting on deck. Former Tiger for the Collins Tigers back in Houston. Takes the first pitch high. Yeah. Most likely, they're not here listening to, if they're not here watching the game, the De La Fuente family most likely listening in today. There's a pitch, misses low, and it's 2-0. And several people listening here on the Texas Sports Radio Network, your home for Region 14 baseball. That's high. Nope, strike zone. High strike called, and it's 2-1. Of course, last year, the De La Fuente's family came to our rescue with a big umbrella during a rainy broadcast we had here one time last year. Fouls it off at the end of the bat. 2-2 now. Hopefully we can avoid a replay of that bad weather day. 2-2 count now. And that's tight inside. 3-2 now. Kilmick out of Euless, Texas. And a 3-2 payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Two outs. And that is strikeout number two for Solomon Kilnick. And that'll bring up Colton Parrish, the catcher. Parrish walked and scored. He was the third man to walk in the first inning before the on-deck hitter and Ciso hit the grand slam that made it 4-0. Check swing off the end of the bat, goes out of play for a strike. The half inning being brought to you by the Tutoring Club. Get that extra help for your student at the Tutoring Club. And by Houston Community College. Start here. You can go anywhere. Houston Community College. 0-1 count now on Parrish. Fouls it away. He's in a hole 0-2 now. Looking for a 1-2-3 inning is Kilmick. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, 1-2 now. 1-2 the count. Kilmick, a long look in, gets the sign, kicks, delivers. Chopper goes foul, first base side. As we have all day today, we've been checking the scores. San Jack leading Walters State, top of fourth, 1-0. Alvin has grabbed a 3-0 lead, top of the fifth, over Angelina, trying to sweep their twin bill. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number three ends the inning. For the Bucks here in the third, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We're through three. And we're even at four, Texas Sports Radio Network.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Hey, let's get something to eat.
I don't know.
How about there?
Ugh, that's 3 hours on a rowing machine.
That place?
4 on a treadmill.
What about
an extra CrossFit class?
How much is it to lick a postage stamp?
7 sit-ups. 12 with the envelope.
Instead of being consumed by calories, why not just start eating healthier? Pita Pit. Fresh thinking, healthy eating.
Pita Pit. Fresh grilled, flavored filled at 12020 FM 1960, just east of Eldridge.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Top of the fourth inning here at Leroy Dreyer Field here in Brenham, Texas, the home field of the Blinn College Buccaneers. Swing and a miss on the first pitch to Tanner Latham. Latham 0 for 1. He struck out first time up against Cody Moose, and Moose gets ahead of him 0-1. Next one, swing and a miss. Pulled the string on that one, and it's 0-2. Latham will be followed by Hilliard and Allman. Here in the fourth, 4-4 our score between Frank Phillips College and Blinn College. As Latham fouls that one off the end of the bat, stays alive, still 0-2. Outfield playing straight away. Another 0-2 offering, and that's looped in the right field, a base hit. And Latham with a leadoff single here in the fourth inning. And that is hit number 6 now for the Plainsmen. They have out hit the Bucks 6-2. Now that'll bring up Sam Hilliard. He struck out his first time. And he swings and misses at the first offering. Swing and a miss again. And once again, Moose gets ahead 0-2. It's getting that third one across has been the issue here. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. There it is. And that is strikeout number 7 for Cody Moose. One away, and that'll bring up Preston Ahmad. He struck out his first time up. Moose trying to get back into that groove which he had for the first two innings. There's a, just missed inside and low for a ball. Our half inning being brought to you by the United States Marines, the few, the proud, the Marines. Swing and a miss, evens things out, 1-1. And by the City of Katy, City of Champions. The 1-1. High. Two-one count. Swing and a miss. Throw to second, and the runner is out. As a throw on time.
Go back behind the plate.
And Latham out trying to steal. He's out 2-6. 2-2 the count now. And a shot right down to McElridge. A line shot ends the inning. For the Plainsmen in the fourth. No runs. A hit, no errors, and nobody left. Halfway through it, we're all even at 4 between Frank Phillips College and Blinn College right here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa draft, son, they're the best in town. Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true. Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on line at altex.com.
Bottom of the fourth, and the first pitch outside a ball. And now time called as at the plate, Daniel and Ciso hit a grand slam the first time up in the first, made it 4-0. Pops up the first one high in the air, carrying out toward left center, and it hits the top of the fence. It's gone, a home run. And it's 5-4. Blinn College, that one went sky high in the air, and everyone went back looking to see if it was going to stay in play. It hit the top of the fence and popped out for the home run. His second homer of the game. And the Bucks lead it by a score of 5-4. And now the batter, McElrich. That's a strike. I mean, I thought that was just going to be a lazy fly ball, but it kept traveling and traveling. And like I said, the fence is at the Pyre Alley is 355. And a ground ball, second baseman Davila will make the play. It went 355 feet and maybe 6 inches, hit the top of the fence, and went back and went over. His second home run of the game, 5-4. Blint with one away. And the batter, Anthony Jones. So, Mr. Anciso having a good game here at the plate. Swing and a miss by Jones. He's got all five RBIs as the DH for the Bucks. Jones files it away, and he's in a hole 0-2. Collins on deck as the left-hander getting loosened up in the bullpen for the Bucks. Kilmick giving up only three hits. Two of them have left the park, and now Jones caught looking. And that's strikeout number four for Kilmick. That'll bring up Cody Collins. Kobe Collins grounded out back in the second. He's 0 for 1. Outside the ball. Top of the batting order, Murphy waiting on deck. The 1-0 fouled away. 1-1. Long look in by Kilmick. And a ground ball foul. 1-2 now on Collins. Bottom of the fourth inning, San Jack continue lead. Walters State 1-0. 1-2, shot in the left field, a base hit for Collins. And Collins gets his first hit of the day. And only the fourth hit of the ball game for the Bucks. He's on with two outs. And the top of the batting order, Trent Murphy. Murphy has walked and doubled here in game two. Top of the fifth, Alvin still leading Angelina, 3-0. Murphy takes the first pitch for a strike. And the final from across the state line, Wharton comes from behind. They once trailed 8-1, comes back and beats Baton Rouge 11-8. Pitches high to Murphy, makes it 1-1. Anderson waiting on deck. Kilmick trying to get out of the inning. Keep it a one-run game. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Murphy went one for low and outside. And it's 1-2 on Murphy. Kilmick has four strikeouts in the game. And the 1-2, runner breaks, ground ball, deep short, gets in the left field, a base hit with the play in front of him. Collins stops, so back-to-back hits with after two away. And that'll bring up Jay Anderson. As Murphy gets his first hit. of the day. Third hit of the inning. Here's Anderson. He has walked and flied out. 0 for 1 today. Ooh, a long look in there by Kelmick. He thought he got the corner on the outside to Anderson. Umpire says no, and it's 1-0 on Anderson. Collins in scoring position at second base with two outs. It's Kelmick, kicks, delivers. Anderson takes that one for a strike, and it even stays down at 1-1. 1-1 to count on Anderson. Bucks lead at 5-4. Solo homer by Enciso, his second home run of the game. He has knocked in all five runs for the Bucks. There's a strike at the letters to Anderson, and it's 1-2 now. Kilmick, another glance at second, the 1-2. Anderson swings and misses into the glove of Gale to end the inning. And that's five strikeouts now for Kilmick. But the big hit by Daniel Enciso, a solo homer, has given the Bucks a 5-4 lead. They get one run on three hits, no errors, two men are left. Head to the fifth. Bucks lead it 5-4 here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
ESRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, ESRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continued to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
PFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing.
We'll get back to our good friends at Raisin Cane in just a moment. Top of the fifth inning. And we have a new pitcher on the hill for Blinn College. As leading things off, the number 9 hitter, Zach Davila, leads off here in the fifth inning against Cody LeCompte. And that's high, and it's 2-0. LeCompte, 5'10 left-hander. Sci Falls High School. And a ground ball right to Collins. Collins scoops it. Fires across. One away. So, Cody Moose went the first four. Gave up four runs on six hits. Struck out seven. And did not walk anybody. Now the top of the batting order in Slade Ortiz. As the first pitch popped up, foul territory, third base side, McElrich toward the dugout and runs out of room. And it's 0-1 on Ortiz, who has two hits today in the doubleheader. He was had one in game one, had a single his last time up. He's 1-for-2 here in game two. As he looks in, breaking pitch. Oh, a beauty from LeCompte, the left-hander. That one broke down toward the knees. And it's 0-2 on Ortiz with Jackson on deck. Ground ball up the middle, and Collins again by the bag at second, fires, and two away. Another nice play by Cody Collins, the shortstop. And quickly, two outs for LeCompte. And that'll bring up Rudolph Jackson. Jackson singled his last time up. That all took place in that 4-1 third when Davila, Ortiz, and Jackson got little dinker hits. It led to a sack fly by Moran and then the three-run homer by Esau. 0-1 count on Jackson. Inside and tight, 2-0 now. But LeCompte now in the box, and that's high. He's put three of them out of the strike zone. And Jackson trying to get aboard. Takes a strike, 3-1. Three-one, three-two is a swinging miss by Jackson. It's Rudy Jackson. Missed that one. Now LeCompte ready, quickly delivering. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout ends the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for LeCompte off the bullpen. For the Plainsmen, no runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the bottom of 5-4, Blinn College leading Flank College, Texas Sports Radio Network. Now back to our good friends over at Raisin Cane.
One box combo, please.
At Raisin Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Have you guys seen the new 2017 Mazdas? Well, these cars are tremendous. Now, I went by to see my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda, drove the Mazda 6, Mazda 3, and the CX-5. And boy, let me tell you, those are some fine driving machines. My car needed to be serviced, and Joe Myers Mazda always makes it so convenient. I can schedule my appointment online, and the customer service is top-notch. Now, if you're in the market for a brand new car or SUV, take my advice and go see Ralph Samuel and my buddies at Joe Myers Mazda at Highway 290. In the Beltway, and you won't be disappointed. And tell them Lynn Michaels sent you.
Strong offense and strong defense. That's how Delta Pine Bowl Guard 2X10 Flex varieties win this season. Varieties like DP1522B2XF, DP1549B2XF, and DP1646B2XF can provide the highest yield potential, premium fiber quality, and the most effective weed control solutions available. That's why Delta Pine is strong cotton. Delta Pine, dedicated to cotton, committed to Texas.
Individual results may vary. Always read and follow IRM for applicable grain marketing and all of its stewardship practices and pesticides.
It's bottom of the fifth inning. Reiser fouls the first one off from Solomon Kilmick. Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College 5-4. Reiser, fly ball, center field, going back, and looking up, and gone! Home run for Reiser! And it's 6-4. Blinn College, their third home run of the ball game. As Reiser goes downtown. As he hits the pay station. And it is 6-4. As quickly the bullpen up for the Plainsmen. As Reiser, a solo homer, makes it 6-4 here in the fifth inning. Kilmick delivers, ground ball, bounce down the line and past third into the left field corner. De La Fuente heading for second, he's there with a double. And Angel De La Fuente with his fan group here gets a double. You can hear that loud yell. That has to be from the De La Fuente fan group, which comes to all these games. And we've got a timeout. Looks like we got a pitching change coming here in the bottom of the fifth. With the Bucks leading 6-4, let's take timeout. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my...
Well, Kelmick stays in the game. Delafuente on its second. With a double, here's the pitch to Parrish, and that's high for a ball on deck. You gotta figure, if Parrish gets on, they're gonna change and bring a right-hander on to face Enciso, who's hit two homers off Kilmick. Fly ball down the line and right, going back, and Hilliard will watch it go out of, nope, off the fence, but in foul territory for a strike, 1-1. As the Plainsman with a right-hander down the bullpen. A leadoff homer by Reiser to start the fifth made it 6-4. Then De La Fuente with a double down the line and left. One-one count on Parrish. The pitch. Parrish looks to bunt. Bunt's a nice one. Kelmick, only play is the first as De La Fuente will go to third. Nice sack, bunt by Parrish. As that goes 1-3, first base is open, and the batter, Daniel Enciso, well, he's been very productive at the plate. A grand slam in the first, made it 4-0, broke a 4-4 tie with a solo homer in the fourth. He's 2-for-2. Let's see if they pitch to him. Infield is in with one out. And a ground ball. Base hit in the left. De La Fuente will score to make it 7-4. On his way to second. And Cecil with a double as he hits the dirt. And he's 3-for-3. And it's 7-4. Blinn College. As McElrich comes to the plate. And that's 6 RBIs for Enciso. And here's McElrich. And now Gale wants to come out and talk to Kilmick. And that is the 8th hit for the Bucks. At one time, they were being out-hit 6-2. Now the umpire goes out to break it up. This half inning brought to you by Alltech Electronics. What you need, when you need it. And the pitch inside to McElrich for a ball. 1-0 count. Kelmick looking over and Ciso at second. The pitch to McElrich, tight inside, 2-0. Jones on deck. Kelmick looking on, glances at second, brings the pitch. And McElrich down the line and left, giving chase Ortiz. Does he have room? And makes the catch, sliding in foul territory. Two away. Great effort there by Ortiz. Two away. And that will bring up Anthony Jones, the left fielder. He's 0-for-2. He's grounded out and struck out. Kelmick looking on, trying to get to record the final out of the inning. Here's the pitch. The Jones takes it low for a ball. One oh count on Anderson. As the pitch comes in, a chopper off the plate, right back to Kelmick. He'll go to first, ends the inning. But once again, a leadoff homer by Reiser. Then an RBI double by Enciso has made it 7-4, two runs on three hits, no errors, one man left. We're through five. Blinn College looking for the sweep. They're leading 7-4. Texas Sports Radio Network. Now back to our good friends at Houston Community College.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Residence Inn Houston at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-391-7501. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
Top of the sixth inning, LeCompte in his second inning of relief, pitching to J.B. Moran. He set the Plainsman down in order, and now another pitch in there, and it's 1-1 on Moran. Moran, a sac fly RBI back in the third inning. He's 0-2, and that one's tight inside, 2-1. 7-4, Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College. Three and one now. Fouled away, 3-2 now. Full count as LeCompte pitches. Ground ball right to Anderson. Easy scoop. Plenty of time. Fires over. And one away. And that's four in a row set down by LeCompte. And now bring up Brett Esau. Esau tied this game back in the third inning with a 3-1 opposite field home run off the starter, Moose. But that, a lot has changed since then. And that one, little chin music, has Esau down on the dirt. 1-0. Our half inning being brought to you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956, and Houston Community College. Start here, go anywhere. Houston Community College. Fastball inside tight. Anthony's for a strike, evens things out at 1-1. As we always do, we take a look at the scoreboard. And foul ball once again into the dugout. I'm a little surprised they haven't decided to put some screens up there to protect some of the players. So we've had a few hot shots going both dugouts today. The 1-2 from LeCompte, big breaking pitch, misses way outside, 2-2. Earlier today, Alvin defeated Angelina 11-5 in the first of their two. Alvin leading 3-1, top of six in the nightcap. Sanjak lost earlier today 8-0 to Tofola, but they lead Walter State 1-0, top of 6 in their second game. Wharton, that one's fouled back, defeated Baton Rouge coming from behind. Once down 8-1, came back, and Wharton defeated Baton Rouge in their first game 11-8. Of course, earlier today, swing and a miss and a strikeout for LeCompte. He gets Esau. And for LeCompte, that is his second strikeout of the ballgame. Ninth strikeout of the Plainsman today. Two away in the inning, and that'll bring up Jerry Gale, the catcher. That pitch misses outside from LeCompte. Second game for Wharton will get underway a little bit later. Foul ball, 1-1. Next week, more high school basketball comes your way here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. And don't forget our coverage of the Tournament of Champions Junior College Tournament next week. Swing and a miss on some high heat from LeCompte makes it 1-2. Latham waiting on deck. LeCompte delivers. Swing and a miss. And that ends the inning. Third strikeout of the game for LeCompte as the Pioneers go down in order. 6 in a row set down by LeCompte in relief. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We head to the bottom of 6. 7-4. Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College right here on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
Y'all listen up. Let me tell you something about group meals from Rudy's Barbecue. It's got all you need for all the folks you gotta feed. Smoked meat, sides, and more. There's everything down to the tablecloth, just like the one that you see at the store. And a bridal shower, it's better than flowers. And a long business meeting, it'll pass the hours. It'll feed all the cousins at a family function. It's better than potluck at a church luncheon. Next time you need to feed 10 or more, call and order a Rudy's group meal.
Next in line.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or on online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Bottom of the sixth inning, and leading things off, for the Buccaneers, the shortstop, Cody Collins, 1-for-2 tonight, had a single his last time up, facing the new pitcher, Kobe Brown. And the right-hander kicks in, delivers, misses outside. The starter, Kilmick, went the first five, gave up 7 runs on 8 hits, struck out 5, walked 3, and those 3 walks proved very costly today. Strike 1-1. He walked 3 in the first, got one of them out, but the other 2 would come in to score on the grand slam by Encino, who hit 2 home runs today. A solo home run that broke the 4-4 tie, and then Encino with a double that added a run to make it 7-4. 2-1 count now on Collins. Top of the batting order would be next. 3-1 now. Kobe Brown from Pembroke Pines, Florida. 3-1 pitch coming. Outside, a leadoff walk to Collins. He's on for the second time today. Fourth walk given up by the Plainsman pitching staff. That is 10 walks they have given up this afternoon. And that's, you cannot, that can hurt. That misses, and it's 1-0 to Murphy. Murphy, 2 for 2, a single, a walk, a double and a walk today. Here in game two, after going hitless in game one. Collins at first, leadoff walk, and there's a strike, 1-1. The half inning this afternoon being brought to you by the City of Katy, the City of Champions. And by Houston 5A Baseball. Randy Byers and his staff getting all set, not only keeping track of junior college sports, they're getting ready. And a bad pitch, throw to second, and the runner is safe. As Gale got handcuffed, and on the play, Collins goes to second. But Randy Byers and his staff get you caught up with all the JUCO games going on, but he's getting ready for high school baseball, which isn't that far away. And he'll be your source for all your information, Houston 5A Baseball. 2-1 count now on Murphy as Collins in scoring position, and that pitch is high, and it's 3-1. 3-1 on Murphy with Anderson on deck. Brown delivers and fouled at the plate by Murphy. Fills the count 3-2. 3-2 count now. Murphy trying to add a run here. Put a little cushion up there. It's a 3-run lead right now. Bucks got 4 in the first. Plainsman got 4 in the third. And the Bucks have added 3. Outside, and the ball gets away from Gale with that. The runner heads down to third. It's a walk to Murphy. So back-to-back walks. And an errant throw has made it first and third with nobody out. And the batter, Jay Anderson. So Anderson this afternoon has walked, flied out, struck out, 0-2. Facing Brown for the first time. And he's ready. As Gale going out, getting instructions to everybody. Infield's going to be in, looks like. As Moran in on the grass at third, now he backs up a step or two back into the dirt. Anderson, insurance run 90 feet away, and Collins at third base. He's there with nobody out, and at first is Murphy. And the pitch outside, the ball to Anderson. Bucks have gotten 3 home runs today, 2 by Enciso and 1 by Reiser. Outside, 2-0 now to Anderson. Count. Here's the pitch. 3-0 now. Now, Brown a pitch away from loading the bases. Another right-hander down the pen for Frank Phillips. They want to keep it within range. They're down 3. The 3-0. 4-0. Walk. Loaded bases. And for this, now, second time the bases are loaded without a hit for the Bucks. They had bases loaded in the first, and we knew what that led to. That eventually led to the grand slam with 2 outs. But we're a long way from that guy who's in the still in the dugout. Here's Reiser. He homered his last time up, a shot over center field. That made it 6-4 at the time. He hit that one off Kilmick. Brown trying to get out of a big jam here with nobody out, and Reiser takes a strike. Well, Reiser's got one RBI. Cino and Sisso has six. He connects here. He can make it a very interesting race for the RBI lead for the team. Reiser pops it up out of play, and it's 0-2. Well, if he hits one out, he'll have five RBIs. O-2 count now on Reiser with De La Fuente on deck. Reiser check swing. Did he go around? They're going to appeal, and they're going to say no. 1-2. Brown's ready. The 1-2. Reiser, ground ball, right field line, base hit, one run will score. Here comes Murphy in the second with a double and two more RBIs for Johnny Reiser, and it's 9-4. Blinn College. Three RBIs this afternoon for Johnny Reiser as Collins and Murphy come around to score. Anderson on his way to third. And here's De La Fuente. And I think they're going to just let... Not sure if they're going to bring in another pitcher as they're all down in the bullpen. Here's De La Fuente. He doubled his last time up. He came in to score on RBI double by Enciso. Brown delivers, and missing outside is Brown for a ball. So two walks come in to score here. So that is four men on base who got walks has scored it today here in game two. And that one bounces in. And it's 2-0 now in De La Fuente. He is 1-for-3, the double. His last time up, before that, struck out twice. Has two in scoring position in Reiser and Anderson. As Brown works, kicks, delivers, bounced that one in, 3-0. Parrish is on deck. Still nobody out. De La Fuente always had a good eye here. See if he gets a 3-0 green light. Takes it all the way. He walks. And the bases are loaded once again. Fourth walk of the inning. And here comes the long walk from the dugout for Coach Aremo. And looks like we've got a pitching change. We'll take a timeout. Pitching change coming up. And new pitcher coming out. We'll get the numbers for you. We'll take a timeout. 9-4, Blinn leading here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
This is boot camp. This is the real thing now. You've never done anything so hard in your life. You don't understand how you can finish. It takes inner strength and desire to become a Marine. When I finished, I was like, I did it. The moment I will never forget is when this drill instructor that I admire so much comes up to me and said, "Good morning, Marine."
PFC Summer Volkman became a Marine. Can you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Clear Amazon is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart Myers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit joemyerstoyota.com.
You're listening to TSRN's award-winning baseball coverage and TSRN On The Go. Download it. Take it with you in your car, at home, at work, and at the game.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Well, the new pitcher, Ethan Bleeker, out of Fort Worth, and going in to run for De La Fuente is Kelvin Moore. A little more speed on the base pads. He'll run for De La Fuente as Colton Parrish will bat. Walked and scored, struck out, and a sack. 0 for 2 today. Bases loaded for the Bucks here in the bottom of 6. And the pitch inside bounces away from Gale for a ball. 4 walks in the inning. Kobe Brown did not record an out. And 2 runs come across. No outs. Allowed 1 hit, 2 runs, 4 walks. He's responsible for all 3 on the base pad. Still nobody out here in the 6th. And a ground ball right off the glove of Davila. And he cannot make a play. A run scores. That's going to be an E4 on Davila. And a run scores to make it 10-4. As that was, he had a play on it, couldn't hold it. Bases loaded. Anderson scores to make it 10-4. Everyone else up 90 feet. And at the plate with the bases loaded, Daniel Enciso. He is 3-for-3 with 6 RBIs today. And the pitch bounces in for a ball. You almost want to walk him. He's hit a grand slam, a solo, and an RBI double. 3-for-3. 6 RBIs today. The pitch. Shot up the middle, and that's going to drop for a base hit. One run will score, and the bases will remain loaded. 4-for-4 today for Daniel Enciso. And he's got 7 RBIs. As Reiser scores to make it 11-4 now. And here's Sam McElrich. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the 6th. Seven RBIs today for the DH Enciso. A swing and a miss by McElrich. He is the 8th man to bat in the inning. Fly ball down the line and left. Ortiz giving it chase and goes out of play for a strike. And it's 0-2 on McElrich. Anthony Jones would be the 9th man to bat. He's on deck. As the Bucks looking for more runs here. McElrich fouls it to the first base side now. What a day for Daniel Enciso. 4-for-4, 7 RBIs. The 0-2 misses everybody, goes to the screen, everyone's moving up 90 feet, it's 12-4. As Moore scores from third on the wild pitch. And it's 13 checked at 12-4 now. On the play, Parrish the third, and Ciso on the second. And a 1-2 count on McElderidge. The pitch misses, 2-2 now. 2-2 now on McElderidge. Outside, 3-2. Full count now on McElderidge. If he walks, it's the fifth walk of the inning. The 3-2. Looped in the left field. It'll drop in front of Ortiz. A run will score. It's 13-4 as McElderidge gets an RBI. And another long walk to the hill. And another pitching change coming, it looks like, for the Plainsmen. As Anthony Jones will bat, still nobody out. And we do have another pitching change. We'll take another timeout. 13-4, Blinn College leading.
Time of year. Kickoff is football season at Barcelona Sports as we celebrate our 60th year in business. Barcelona Sports offers the largest selection of football equipment and performance apparel from your favorite brands like Nike, Shot, Under Armour, Wilson, and more. Personalized customer service is our specialty. We custom fit every athlete with two locations at 9999 West Sam Houston Parkway North and 10405 Katy Freeway. Barcelona Sports is your destination for high performance team gear. Visit us at BarcelonaSports.com.
I'm working on my engineering degree for UT Tyler here in Houston at HCC.
Houston Community College has partnerships with Texas A&M and the University of Texas Tyler that allow our students to earn their four-year engineering degrees either partially or fully in Houston.
HCC has a great program, wonderful teachers, small classes, amazing facilities, and I'll end up with my bachelor's degree for only $20,000.
Enroll today. For more info, visit hccs.edu/COE. Click on engineering.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy, just minutes from the Merrill Center. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com.
The next time you stay to play in Katy, stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Houston West at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-2400. The City of Katy, home of champions.
Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
At Don McGill Toyota of Katy, we want to be your first choice for all your Toyota needs. From sales to service, we will treat you like you deserve to be treated. With great deals being made every day, we are just a short drive from anywhere. So, whether you are in Cinco Ranch, Kane Island, Seven Meadows, or anywhere near Katy, give us a chance to earn your business. Find us online at toyotaofkaty.com, and remember,
if it's a deal, you chase an exit I-10 in Mason to Don McGill Toyota of Katy.
As once again going to the bullpen, as Jay Anderson will bat. Two on, nobody out. Six runs across. And a ground ball. Moran will go to second for one. Over for first. Throw is low. Ball gets away. Run scores. As Anderson will head to second, he's tagged out. And that's two outs in the inning. But a run scores. McElderidge out at second. Anderson out at second. And the man who started it all, Cody Collins, at the plate. Seven runs across, it's 14-4. As the pitch high of all. As the new pitcher, Devon Barbie, in the pitch. Out of Fort Worth. And the pitch is in there, a strike, and it's 0-2. 7 runs on only 3 hits. Four walks and an error in the inning. That one bounces in. Jimmy Jones was out, not Anderson, excuse me. I may have said Anderson by mistake. But here's Cody Collins. He started the whole game with a ground ball, and now looper down the line and right goes foul. It's 1-2 still. He started it all with a walk. It was a 3 straight walks, a double by Reiser, a walk to De La Fuente, Paris a ground ball error by Davila, an RBI for Anciso, his 7th of the game, and then a single by McElderidge. And then Jones hit into a forced play and then a bad throw double play eventually. That's high, 2-2 now from Barbie. 2 outs, and now here's Collins, 10th man to bat in the inning. Two two from Barbie. Lifted foul down the left field line toward the bullpen. And the count stays 2-2. Top of 7th, Walter State has come back to take the lead over San Jack 4-2. Swing and a miss, and that ends the misery. As Collins strikes out to end the inning, but 7 runs come across for the Bucks in the 6th. 7 runs on 3 hits, 1 error. There were 4 walks and 1 man left. We head to the 7th, and Ben College 3 outs away from a sweep of this doubleheader, leading 14-4, Texas Sports Radio Network.
We have school spirit. What about you? JSC Federal Credit Union now offers CCISD mascot debit cards. Parents, students, and staff, show your school spirit with your very own mascot card. Check out www.jscfcu.org for more information on the mascot debit cards and other products and services available. JSC Federal Credit Union, home of the CCISD Visa debit mascot cards.
Maaco is America's body shop. Let them turn the car you drive back into the car you love. Accidents happen, but don't give up your car. Bring it to Maaco. Locally owned and operated, our shops offer a nationwide warranty and get you back on the road and on your next adventure. Maaco makes it easy, affordable, and reliable every time. Come in for a free estimate on your paint or collision repair today. Stop by Maaco at 9350 FM 1960 Road West in Houston or visit online at MaacoHoustonWest.com to book an appointment. Better get Maaco of Northwest Houston.
The game of football.
Top of the 7th inning. And Blinn College 3 outs away from a sweep of this 2-game series against Frank Phillips College, leading 14-4 as they explode for 7 in the bottom of the 6th inning. And the pitch from LeCompte, inside and tight for a ball. To Tanner Latham. Latham, 1-for-2, a single. Fastball misses high, and it's 2-0. LeCompte, in his 3rd inning of relief of the starter, Cody Moose, who went the first 4. Fastball makes it 2-1. LeCompte has set 6 down in order. He has struck out 3. Fly ball down the line and left, looping down the line, drops foul, about 10 feet foul down the left field line, and it's 2-2. Our half inning being brought to you by Alltech Electronics, what you need when you need it. And by Frost Bank of Houston. At Frost Bank, you are the customer is the MVP. It's going to be Latham, Hillard, and Ullman here in the 7th inning. And a breaking pitch misses outside, 3-2 now. Well, starting off with an explosion in the first, it was 4-0 Blinn. Fastball misses and a walk to get things started. And Latham's aboard with a leadoff walk. And that is the first walk given up by the Bucks today. Down the line and right, a base hit. This is going to get two. Latham's hustling in the third. And Hillard with a double. And Hillard picks up his second extra base hit of the series. He had a solo homer back in the first game. So the first two are aboard off the comp here in the top of the seventh. Runners at second and third. And here's Preston Allman. Allman 0 for 2. And a comp trying to burn the outside corner misses. So after putting six in a row down, first two on base against LeCompte here in the seventh. Chopper off the plate, foul ball. And it's 1-1. Well, somebody's phone's going off in the crowd. Top solo breaking pitch, and he had Allman way ahead of that one. And it's 1-2. Davila on deck. Breaking pitch misses outside, 2-2. Bucks got four in the first to see Plainsman come back with four in the third, but after that, it's been 10 unanswered runs by the Bucks. That one bounces in the fill. The count ball gets away from Parrish. And coming in to score, run number 5 is Latham on a wild pitch. And it's 14-5. Well, that's one down, 9 to go. As Hiller down at third, and that pitch inside and tight, and that's a walk. Second walk of the inning off LeCompte. And that will bring up Jack Devalier. Excuse me, Davila. Davila started that four-run rally with a single back in the third. LeCompte, nobody down. Now they got a pitcher down there, another left-hander. LeCompte's pitch right there for a strike. Top of the batting order would be next in Ortiz. Hiller to third. Breaking pitch misses. Ooh, almost popped out of the glove of Parrish. And it's 1-1. As we were trying to mention earlier, some finals coming in. As Alvin swept Angelina with a second game win, 6-3. Ground ball, this is going to be Anderson, flips it to second for one. Can they turn two? Yes, they do, and a run scores, but they get two outs. 4-6-3, double play. But on the play, Hiller scores to make it 14-6. And now, top of the batting order, nobody on, two outs. Ortiz, ground ball, Anderson to his right, fires, ball game. Retires Ortiz, and that's your game. And Blinn College sweeps the doubleheader here this afternoon, winning 4-1 and 14-6. Our final line score here in game two, it was Blinn College, 14 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Frank Phillips College, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. The winning pitcher was Cody Moose. The losing pitcher was Solomon Kilmick. And that will do it here this afternoon. We'll take a quick break. And actually, they're going to finish out one more inning. Excuse me. And it looks like this is a non-district game. to non-conference, so they are going to play one more inning. So we'll keep it right here, and we'll wrap this up. So they're going to play a full seven. And let's double-check that. Are we playing seven or nine? We'll double-check that after this message.
Parallels the game of life. Few sports require more heart, determination, and persistence. Like in life, when you're knocked down, you have to be able to get back up and try harder the next time. Unfortunately, some players have not been able to get back up due to catastrophic injury they sustained playing a game they love. Now there is help. The Gridiron Heroes Spinal Cord Injury Organization was started to provide help for these brave young men. Gridiron Heroes now needs you to lend a hand to help these young men be successful in the game of life. To learn more, contact Gridiron Heroes at 210-566-6108 or visit gridironheroes.com.
Well, we got some new information. We were apparently thought we had 2 7-inning games. We got a 9-inning game here for the last one. And leading things off here in the top of the 7th inning for Blinn will be Drew Adon leading off as he's batting for Trent Murphy. 14-6. And a Adon fly ball to left, but right at Ortiz, who makes a sliding catch. And one away here in the inning. And that will bring up Caleb Morris. Or check that. Ilfino will now bat for Anderson. He'll pop it up, first, third base side out of play. So Carson Ilfino leading off. He's from Tyler, Texas, Chapel Hill High School. He bats for the first time. We got some info. Yeah. They're playing 9 here in the second half, second game. Thought that was the ball game. Sorry about that, folks. Fly ball, right field. And Hilliard will make the catch. 2 away. And now it's Caleb Morris's turn. As Morris will bat for Reiser. It's Coach McIntyre getting the bench taken care of now. And a ground ball. This should be a 1-2-3 inning. And it is. Shortstop Esau makes the play. 1-2-3 inning. We head to the 8th. 14-6. Blinn College leading. Texas Sports Radio Network.
Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Malibu. That's a total discount of up to $9,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet. Westside Chevrolet is closing out the 2016 model year with incredible deals. Now get an additional 16% cash back off of MSRP, plus manufacturer rebates on the 2016 Cruze. That's a total discount of up to $8,000. Find new roads and save at Westside Chevrolet.
We expect a lot from the teams we give our loyalty to. We expect them to play through the pain, leave it on the field, and give 110%, even though that's impossible. Yet when it comes to the banks we give our money to, we expect less than we do of the backup punter. At Frost, we want to change the way you think about banks entirely by never stopping when it comes to giving you our very best. And if you need to armchair quarterback us sometime, go for it. It'll only make us better. See what you can expect at frostbank.com/expect more.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Salsa drafts on there, the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN at Houston 5A Baseball. The two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
All right, substitutions out there for the Bucks. We didn't get all the numbers, but wholesale changes right now. Jackson leads off, fouls it away. He's in a hole 0-2 against the new pitcher. Out there, Sammy Plo, a left-hander freshman from Clements High School. He's the third pitcher. As we were misinformed, and we found out we're going 9 here in game 2. Usually, I've been told most of these have been 2-7 innings with this nightcap going 9. Outside, 2-2 now to Jackson, who's 1-for-3 this afternoon. Blinn College leading. Frank Phillips College, 14-6, swing and a miss and a strikeout. LeCompte went three. Allowed 2 runs on only 1 hit, struck out 3, and walked 2. And the pitch in the dirt. And a new catcher as well, as we mentioned, some wholesale changes. As behind the plate, Brandon Ashby. That's high ball, 2-0 now. To J.B. Moran, who's 0-for-3 today with an RBI sack fly, swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. We saw that over at first base is Dylan Bonnert. And trying to get the rest of the over at second base, we believe, is Alfonso. Adorn in center field. 3-1 to count now on Moran. Right-hander loosening up in the bullpen. Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2 now on Moran. Sammy Plays trying to get another strikeout. Be the 11th strikeout of the day against the Plainsmen. 3-2 pitch. Foul back right into the screen. Stays 3-2. Esau on deck. It's been a strange game. Ups and down. We've had some big innings. Another 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. And two away here in the eighth. Pius gets his second strikeout. And that'll bring up Brett Esau. Shortstop. He is 1-for-3 today. A 3-run homer. Off the starter Moose that tied the game at 4 back in the third. Swings and misses. Oh, pulled a string there. Game a little off speed. And so quickly, 0-1. This eighth inning brought you by Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitter since 1956. Base hit in the left. Esau is 2-for-4 today. He's aboard with 2 outs, and that'll bring up Jerry Gale, the catcher. A Other games going on right now. Walter State now leading San Jack, and that's a final. Walter State defeats San Jack 5-2. Wharton leading Baton Rouge 6-3. They're in the bottom of the third. Here we're at the top of the eighth, 14-6. Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College. Swing and a miss by Gale. Ashy behind the plate. The pitch is high, a ball. Tyler Fowler is the shortstop. Fastball misses outside. 1-1. Latham on deck. Three and one now on Gale. Trying to chip away at the deficit, which is 8 right now. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. 3-2 the count. The pitch, swing and a miss, striking out the side. Third strikeout of the inning for the pitcher, Sammy Plyas. And it is no runs, a hit, no errors, one man left. We head to the bottom of the eighth, 14-6, Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Toyota Thought is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease a new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. We're one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's. Only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
High school sports fans, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine is your one source for all of your local high school sports information. Vibe is the only publication completely dedicated to high school sports, and it's absolutely free. You can pick up your Vibe magazine at local selected Kroger and TimeWise stores or at all Freddy locations, or go to VibeHouston.com for a location near you. And to check out Vibe for online, up-to-the-minute features, videos, and rankings, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine, completely dedicated to your kids, your schools, and your community. Right, we're in the game.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College 14-6. They've out him 11-8. As at the plate is Dylan Bonnard, who went in for De La Fuente in the last inning defensively, bats for the first time. Takes a strike from the new pitcher, Edgar. And Breeze. And a ground ball in the left field down the line. This could be two. Bonnard heading his way to second. He's there with a double. So Bonnard leads off with a double. He's in scoring position, and now the batter. is Brandon Ashy. Here's Ashy now batting as he replaces Parrish. On deck is Zach Cherry, the DH-er. And a pitch outside, a ball. Twelfth hit of the game for the Bucks here this afternoon. And a pitch misses inside. 2-0 on Ashy with Cherry on deck. That's outside, 3-0. Bonnert with his lead at second, not going, and that one's in the dirt. Another walk. And the runners are at first and second. That is the eighth walk given up in the game by the pitching staff of the Plainsmen. And that will bring up Zach Cherry, who's replacing Daniel Enciso, who had, you could say, a pretty good game. Pitch misses inside. Four for four for Daniel Enciso. Two homers, seven RBIs this afternoon. Outside the ball. 2-0 now. On deck, Connor Whitaker. Another one misses the strike zone, 3-0. To count now. As Cherry waiting for something to swing at. Took that one for a strike, 3-1. Whitaker, he's running down the on-deck circle. 3-1 from Ambriz, fouled away, 3-2. So a full count in the ninth. Latham, Hillard, Allman up for the Plainsmen. Currently down 8, 14-6. The 3-2. Shot in the right field. Base hit. Coming around Bonnert to score to make it 15-6. RBI for Cherry as Ashy goes down to third. As Cherry gets the RBI. And that's 8 RBIs for the DHs today. So that'll bring up Whitaker. Connor Whitaker. And going in the run will be Esteban Pena. He's going to run for Cherry. Here's Whitaker. Playing third base now, replacing McElderidge. 15-6. Blinn College. That pitch outside the ball. Swing and a miss, 1-1. 1-1 to count. Ashy at third. Pena now the runner at first on the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. Simbri's got one to bend in there. Caught the inside corner against Whitaker. Still nobody out. Outside 2-2. Outside 3-2. Inside, strike three call. Got the inside corner and records the first out of the inning. And that will bring up Tanner Trinidad batting for Jones. Hunter Trinidad from San Antonio. San Antonio Johnson High School. Young freshman now playing left field. The Briz will deliver. Misses high. Trinidad 5'10". Small, skinny target. Tyler Fowler waiting on deck. He's the new shortstop. Popped away, foul ball. 1-1 to count now on Trinidad. Briz was giving up one run here on two hits. One count. Chopper foul makes it 1-2. The 1-2 comes on. Breaking pitch, call strike three. So two outs, back-to-back strikeouts for Edgar and Breeze. And that'll bring up Tyler Fowler. Fowler batting for Collins. He's the new shortstop. He'll be batting left-handed. Fowler, a redshirt freshman from Claiborne, Texas. Via Texas Tech and Claiborne High School, takes the pitch for a strike. Throws right, bats left. And a fly ball, right field, but right at Hillard. And that ends the inning. So one come across, one run on two hits. Two men are left. We head to the ninth. Now we are three outs away from a Buccaneer victory. They lead it 15-6 over Frank Phillips College.
Need a new computer or network equipment right now and at a great price? Go to Altex Computers and Electronics, located on 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village. From individual parts to complete systems, networking components to thousands of cables, connectors to backup power protection, Altex meets your need. If your computer or notebook needs an upgrade or repair, Altex has great techs that can get you back up and running fast. Altex has what you need when you need it. Altex, 290 West at West Street in Jersey Village, or online at altex.com.
TSRN and Houston 5A Baseball, the two biggest, most popular, and the best in promoting the national pastime, are teamed up again to bring you the most exciting season of high school and college baseball yet. With Houston 5A Baseball, you get the latest news, scores, Houston game stories, pictures, and more. Plus, on game night, TSRN provides exclusive play-by-play coverage from around the greater Houston area and Texas. Don't miss a single pitch, inning, or game this season. Go ahead, improve your game with both Houston 5A Baseball and TSRN. It's like you're in the game.
Toyota's on his-
is on at Joe Myers Toyota. Lease the new 2017 Corolla for only $99 a month. New 2017 Camry LEs for only $139 a month. New 2017 Tacoma Access Cab SRs for only $129 a month. New 2016 Tundra Double Cab SRs for only $199 a month. And new 2017 RAV4 LEs for only $169 a month. All require a 24-month lease. For one of Toyota's top 20 selling dealers in the country, because price makes a difference at Joe Myers Toyota on Highway 290, exit Eldridge.
Smart buyers, shop Joe Myers.
For details, visit JoeMyersToyota.com.
One box combo, please.
At Raising Cane's, we do one thing, and we do it better than anyone else. So why not let our food do the talking? We hand mix our sauce in our restaurants every day, and our chicken is hand breaded when you order. Our Texas toast is grilled with just the right amount of butter and garlic. Top it all off with a fresh squeezed lemonade. Our box combo really speaks for itself. Raising Cane's, only the best chicken finger meals. One love.
Here we go, Bob. Top of the ninth inning. Cody Collins, fifth pitcher today for Coach McIntyre, comes in, actually fourth pitcher, and he's pitching to Tanner Latham. Takes the first one for a ball. 15-6, Blinn College leading Frank Phillips College here this afternoon. Swing and a miss by Latham, and it's 1-1. One one, make that 1-2, swing and a miss. One and two now on the leadoff hitter, Tanner Latham. The 1-2, swing and a miss. Strikeout as Latham slams the bat to the deck. And another strikeout for the Bucks pitching staff. And that is 14. And that will bring up Sam Hilliard. And a ground ball right back to Collins. He'll toss it to Bonner. Two away. So two away, they're down to their final out. And the batter is Allman. Swing and a miss. Preston Allman tonight, 0 for 2 with a walk. Takes the first one, a swinging strike from Cody Collins. And the pitch, fastball. In there, strike 0-2. Blinn College a strike away from a victory. Collins is ready. The 0-2. Fastball, swing and a miss. And that is your ball game. And the Bucks sweep the doubleheader against Frank Phillips College this afternoon, winning the nightcap. 15-6, our final line score. Blinn College, 15 runs, 13 hits, no errors. Frank Phillips College, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Winning pitcher, Cody Moose. Losing pitcher, Solomon Kilmick. As the Bucks now go to 2-1, and the Plainsmen drop to 0-3. Back with the quick wrap-up, just a moment, Texas Sports Radio Network.
Get out and enjoy the heart of Katy in historic downtown Katy, Texas. You'll find everything you need to relax and recharge with food and fun for the entire family. Enjoy the best of both worlds in the City of Champions, Katy, Texas. For more information, go to cityofkaty.com. The next time you stay to play in Katy, Texas, plan your stay at the Spring Hill Suites by Marriott at Katy Mills Mall. Call 281-644-4455. The City of Katy, home of Champions.
High school sports fans, Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine is your one source for all of your local high school sports information. Vibe is the only publication completely dedicated to high school sports, and it's absolutely free. You can pick up your Vibe magazine at local selected Kroger and TimeWise stores or at all Freddy locations. Or go to VibeHouston.com for a location near you. And to check out Vibe for online, up-to-the-minute features, videos, and rankings. Vibe Houston High School Sports Magazine, completely dedicated to your kids, your schools, and your community. Mike, we're in the game.
Well, in game two, the story was the DH. The DHs swore Flynn College as Daniel and Sisso. 4-for-4 this afternoon here in game two. The grand slam, a solo homer, and an RBI double. 7 RBIs today, and an RBI single as well. 7 RBIs for him. And, of course, the backup DH gets an RBI, so the DH knocked in 8 of the 15 runs here this afternoon in the second game for Flynn College as they sweep the doubleheader against Frank Phillips College to go to 2-1 on the season. Frank Phillips now 0-3. Our line score here in game two, it was for, actually, let's go back and look game one. Back in game one, our line score, okay, as we wrap it up here, we have to really unwrap things here, as we say. In game one, it was Flynn 4-6-0, Frank College 1-3-0, but in the nightcap, it was Flynn 15 runs, 13 hits, no errors for Frank Phillips, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error. Winning pitcher in game two was Moose. The winner in game one was Andrew Morgan, as the pitching staff recorded high strikeouts tonight, but for Frank Phillips, they had high walks their pitching staff gave up, and that was the downside, as half the runs coming in both games were from
mainly sandwiches.
Helping for, as we mentioned, the walks came in costly in both games for Frank Phillips today. But the story of the game, game two, Daniel and Ciso, 4-for-4, 7 RBIs this afternoon for the young man here for the Buccaneers as they sweep the doubleheaders, winning 15-6 and 4-1. We'll see you again next week with more high school, more conference, non-conference Region 14 athletics here on the Texas Sports Radio Network. As you hear, the broom's coming out. They're getting ready to sweep us out of here. So we're heading home back to Houston. We'll see you next week with more high school basketball and more Region 14 baseball. The tournament champion comes your way next week. Look for the schedule on TSRNSports.com. Till then, Tom Vinay saying good night from Brenham, Texas, as the Bucks sweep the doubleheader against Frank Phillips College.
To you by Mainly Sandwiches. Franchises are now available. Call 713-942-2150. Don McGill Toyota of Katy. Who will? Don McGill will. Rudy's Barbecue, Country Store and Barbecue, next in line. Octane Energy Drink, the ultimate all-in-one energy drink mix. The United States Marine Corps, the few, the proud, the Marines. Joe Myers Toyota, where smart buyers shop Joe Myers. Earl Campbell Sausage, a true Texas legend, takes them home tonight. Westside Chevrolet, the smart way to buy is at Westside Chevy. Domino's Pizza, oh yes we did. Altex Electronics, what you need when you need it. Barcelona Sporting Goods, your athletic outfitters since 1956. TSRN Social Networks, tweet, text, and Facebook, and get TSRN notifications. Associated Credit Union of Texas, saving, checking, loans, we've got that. Red Haas Nissan on 249, we've got it all in Tomball. Economic Alliance of the Houston Port Region, setting economies in motion. TSRN on the go. Download TSRN smartphone app and take TSRN everywhere you are, on the go. And by the Texas Sports Network and its affiliated companies. TSN, TSRN, TSRN The Deuce, the Premium Channel, and TSRN TV. We didn't invent sports broadcasting. We make it better.
This is Texas Sports on the Texas Sports Radio Network. I'm just saying.
Take me out to the bar.